Today's daf is Shavuos daf Memtes, and we have 13 lines from the bottom of daf Memches Amid Beis, the two dots, ve'elu nishboy. Today's daf's being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael hanesunim atzar v'ashivya. Today's daf's also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Chaya Leia, Chava Miriam bas Malka Freda, and Sarah bat Batya. So we are be'ezus Hashem holding on Shavuos daf Memtes, which is the very last daf of a very hard mesechta. So the topic of today's daf, like the topic of most of the previous dafin, is going to be laws of shvuos, specifically shvuos hadayonim, different shvuos that related to toyim v'nitin that happened in the setting of a bezdin. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph said, "Ve'elu nishbon shalei b'tayna." The following are a list of people that swear, even if literally nobody is being toiveya shvua. There's no taina on the other side that this nitan, this nitva, is responding to. The Mishnah said, "Hashutfin." So if you have two shutfin, one shutif could make the other shutif swear without a taina. V'ha'arisin, an aris is a sharecropper. One person owns a piece of property, the other person knows how to cultivate that piece of property. So the landowner could require the aris to swear, even shalei b'taina. V'apetropin, someone that takes care of somebody's geschäft. The owner can make his butler, so to speak, swear. V'ha'isha hanoises v'hanoisenes b'teich habayis, or a woman who operates her house. The nechassim technically belong to her husband. The husband can make her swear. Uben Abayis, brothers that divided a Yerusha, and there's one brother that stepped up to the plate. He's taking charge. The other brothers can require him to swear. How so? So the Mishnah said, Amaloi, in the event that the nitva, the nitan, would say, Mo'ato toyaneni, what do you want from my life? And the response would be, Ritzoyni shetishbali, I want you to swear, even if there's no good taino, chayev dalachis, he'd be obligated to swear. The Mishnah continued and said, Choku hashutvin varis. And in the event that this relationship, this partnership dissolved, at this point, en yachal hashbiyai, he loses his ability to make him swear. So while they're shutvin, while they're in this aris, apotropos, etc. relationship, he could be mechayev him to swear. But once already it was dissolved, at that point he can't do that. Stating that, neskalgoloi shvua mimakamach, if these two shutfin find themselves in court fighting about something, and now all of a sudden there's some choyva shvua, then al yidei gilgul shvua megalgan olavas hakoil. Now already, even though this partnership has since dissolved, but being that they were once partners, and at that point, if one shutif wanted the other shutif to swear, he would have been able to. Now that he's being mechayev him shvua mimakam acher al yidei gilgul shvua, he could do it again. And finally, the last line of the Mishnah was v'hashvias mishametes es hashvua. Just like there's an idea that if there's an outstanding loan and then shmita comes, so shvias, amongst the many things that it does, is mishamet all loans. So too, shvias is mishamet all outstanding oaths. So to the extent that Reuven and Shimon are in some sort of din Torah, and right now Reuven is shuldig Shimon ha-shvua, if Shvias would come, Shvias would whack out that chayvas shvua. Either way, the last lines of Perek Kalan Hashpon are going to be the Hasbara, the commentary on this last part of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Ve'elu Nishboim. Now the way the Mishnah began this last piece was Ve'elu Nishboim Shaloi B'tayin. It almost sounds like nobody is being Teveya Shvua, and a person is just going to walk into court and he's going to say, oh, I want to swear to my Shutif. I want to swear to my landowner. I want to swear to my husband. I want to swear to my brothers. Frek the Gemara, Atu B'shufteni Askinim. Are we dealing with fools? Rashi says, Shoitim, right? We're dealing with silly people, doesn't make any sense. Who would swear voluntarily? So the Gemara says, you're right, Hachi Kamar, this is what you have to read the Mishnah. Ve'elu nishbon shaloi b'taynas bari, ela b'tayna shema hashutvin v'arisin. Of course, the Mishnah is not talking about somebody that's volunteering a shvua, because the Mishnahs were not written for shuftini. What then is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about a situation where one shutif goes over to the other shutif and he makes a claim. However, he's not confident in his claim. He says, I think, says Meglich, not sure. Something is making me uncomfortable. Something's fishy over here. If he comes to him with a Taina Shema, ordinarily, in order to be Mechayah Shur, you would have to have a Taina Zbari. Kamash Blon, in these instances, a Taina Shema is Eicheta Taina. But Enochinami, when we say Shalebi Taina, doesn't mean there's no Taina on the other side. There's someone on the other side of the line. He's just saying Shema, as opposed to saying Bari Tana, a Braisa that elaborates a little bit on this halacha. Ben Bayesh, when the Mishnah said that a Ben Bayesh, he's one of these people that would swear Shalebi Taina, it's Leuchin Nich. It doesn't mean we're, again, brothers divided the Yerusha, one of the brothers is in charge, and he's someone that's nichnas v'yotze b'raglav. He, once a quarter, gets on a plane, he inspects a little bit, he says everything looks good, makes sure everybody understands he's boss, and then gets back on the plane and go home. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a Ben Bayis who is engaged in the business. He's a real operator. He hires employees. He fires employees. Machnes like payrois, umbaitzi like payrois. He's involved in the importing and in the exporting. What's the point? The point is, he's actually somebody that's engaged in the money of the business. He literally gets dirty, but elikt in the geld. Says the Gemara, umayishnahani. What's the difference? Meaning, at the end of the day, the Ben Bayis is the Ben Bayis. What's the difference if he's merely nichnas v'yotze b'raglav, or if he's machnas loy pailam and moitzi loy pailam, etc., etc.? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference is between the Meir b'hetayr. Because to the extent that he's dealing with the money, now we're concerned that maybe he stole, not because he's a bad guy, chalila, but it's because of the fact that he's playing with other people's money, and there's opportunities to be Meir b'hetayr. The Rashbam and then the Bava Basra that says, roiv people are nichshol b'gezel, not because we accuse most people of being gazlanim. In fact, achsuki beganuvi loy machskin. We just had the Gemara a few days ago. So whenever choshed yidin who are kedoshim heim to be ganavim or gazlanim, but meira heter, that's already a whole different inyan. So to the extent that this person is engaged in other people's money, so then there's achshash and meira heter, and that's what triggers the ve'elu nishpan shalei betayna. If, however, he's a ben bayis that's merely nichnas v'yotze, being that he's not getting involved in the money, so now he's no different than another person. The only way you'd be able to get him to swear is if you came with a tainus bari. And really, this is the punchline of all these things in the Mishnah. All these people are meira heter a little bit. The shutzin, the apotropin, the arisin, the woman, the Ben Bayis, all these people are somewhat Meir Heter, and it's because of this Hayras Heter that Chazal invoked this new halacha, and that is, although ordinarily, in order to be Teveh, somebody's true, you'd have to have a Tainus Bari. When it comes to this, a Tainus Shema would be enough. Says the Gemara, another caveat to this halacha. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman. V'ushi yesh Taina Beinayu Shtei Kesef. The only time the halacha is that these people would be able to be mechayev shvuah with a taina shema, right? That's the chiddush. That's the shalei b'taina. The Mishnah it's talking about where the taina al kalponim was shtei kesef. Now Rashi says we're talking about where the shutif, let's say, just pick one case, was toiveya taina shema, and the other shutif was moedah b'miktsas. So ordinarily a moedah b'miktsas swears, however, only with a taina zbari. Kamashmal on the Mishnah that the Moedim Mixas is going to swear, even if it's a Taina Shema. Stating that, said Rav Nachman, I want to clarify one point, that although we're saying that there's going to be a Shavuos Moedim Mixas without a Taina Zbari, it doesn't mean all the laws of Shavuos Moedim Mixas are suddenly by the wayside. So, for example, the opening Halach of Shavuos Moedim Mixas, what was the first Halach in Perek Shavuos Adayonim? Hatayna Shtei Kesef, that Halach is going to be in effect. Meaning, it's just a halacha that you don't need a Taina Zbari. You can be a Taina Shema. But to the extent that right now we're dealing with Shavuos Moedim Miktsas, Shavuos Moedim Miktsas has a din of a Taina Shtei Kesef, this will have a Taina Shtei Kesef as well. So that's really all Rav Nachman's saying. Rav Nachman is not picking on Shtei Kesef. What he's saying is that in order to understand the Mishnah properly, you have to realize there's one chiddush in the Mishnah, and that is, ordinarily, Bari, it's the Shema, but all the other dinim of Mesach the Shavuos are going to apply to this Shavuos, just like it applies to all other Shavuos. Now, had Rav Nachman said, he said, "V'ushe yesh taina b'nei ushtei kesef." The only time there'd be a Shavuos Moedim Miktsas is if there was a taina ushtei kesef. The Gemara says, "Come on, whoa!" Meaning, where did Rav Nachman get that idea from? Where did that come to him? Shtei kesef, the Mish, not taina ushtei kesef. But we know one of the big sugis that we had in Perek Shavuos Adiyonim was the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. How you even touch the words "taina ushtei kesef"? Shmuel said "taina ushtei kesef" means the tefiyah has to be ushtei kesef. Rav said "taina ushtei kesef." Right, this is one of the harder gemaras in Masech Teshuvos, which is saying a lot. "Taina ushtei kesef" means kfiras taina ushtei kesef, which we said means that really how much would the taina have to be according to Rav? Because you need the hoidah to be a shavur pruta. The kfiras taina has to be ushtei kesef. See, you would need a dollar and a quarter, right? Ushtei kesef and a pruta. That's what the minimum share would have have to be. But from the fact that Rav Nachman said, "Vuchi yishtayne ben ayushtei kesef," it sounds like Kishmul. But the Gemara says, "Belashem bitmiyah, right? Kishmul." Vatani Rav Chiya l'siyur l'Rav. Rav Chiya and Perek Shvus Adiyon brought a raya to Rav, and it almost felt like the sugya for Shul was mashma zevi Rav. So why is Rav Nachman going like Shmul? L'chayri should be going like Rav. So the Gemara says, "You're right. Ema, we have to edit what Rav Nachman meant, and that is kfiras taina kira." By the way, why would Rav Nachman say taina shtei kesef if it's really kfiras taina shtei kesef? That's what the Mishnah said. Mishnah said a taina shtei kesef. Rav said, what does a taina shtei kesef mean? It means kfiras taina shtei kesef. So Rav Nachman just means the Mishnah is going to apply. You want to know pshat in the Mishnah? Pshat in the Mishnah is not the pshut shel mikra. Pshat is more the way Rav understood it. Either way, there's no raya here nor there. But again, the yisoy that we have to take out of Rav Nachman's halacha is that this idea that one shutev can make the other shutev swear, it's not just some hefkervel. I mean, it has to go and conform to the basic laws of shvuos. The only nafkamina between these shvuos versus a regular person that's tevei shvuos, ordinarily someone that's being tevei shvuos has to come with a tainas vari. This person would be able to come even with a tainas shema. The Mishnah continued and said, "Cholku hashutvim varisim v'chulu." In the event that the shutvos or this relationship was dissolved, at that point you can't be mechayev shvuos anymore. Stating that, the Mishnah said, "Niskalgalo shvuos mimakam acher." In the event that after the relationship was dissolved, there's a time v'nitin where one of these partners are chayav shvua to the other, then already al yidei gilgul shvua, you could be megalgal even this shvua as well. Says the Gemara, ibay lehu ma'u legalgal b'derabanan. Said Bnei Yeshiva had this existential question. They wanted to know this idea of gilgul shvua, right? We're familiar with that. Is there gilgul shvua if the ikur shvua is a shvua derabanan, or is the gilgul shvua only if the ikur shvua is a shvua da'iraisa? So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa, and this brisa is a taisefta in the ninth parak of Masech. In the event that somebody borrowed money from somebody on Erev Shvius, so Erev Shmita, there was some loan that took place, and then after Shvius, Nasoloi Shutif, he became a Shutif, or he became a sharecropper. So the halach is in Megalgen. Now that he's a Shutif and an Aris, and the halach is, there's a special shvua that one shutev can be mechayev the other shutev, or the landowner can be mechayev the aris. In the event that he goes ahead and he is mechayev in that shvua, ein megalgalin, there won't be a gilgal shvua with regards to the loan that took place Erev Shvius. So Erev Shvius, there was a loan. After Shvius, they became partners. Now that they're partners, the halacha of the Mishnah, if he wants to be Tevei Meshvua, he has a right to be Tevei Meshvua. Stating that, the Braisa says, there's no Gilgul Shvua now on the loan. So if you're going to want to now make your loiva swi or something related to the loan, where Batsim, you don't have the places to be Mechayiv Meshvua, Narvaz is something called Gilgul Shvua, it's not going to work. So you can't use the Shvuas HaShutfin and the Shvuas Ha'arisin of Moitzoy Shvius to be Megalgal a Shvua for a loan that took place on Erev Shvius. Okay. Now, this case is a very nuanced case, right? What did the Braisa not say? The Braisa did not say that if you're Shutvin with somebody and you also loan this guy money and you're being Mechayiv him a Shvua as a Shutvin, you can't al yidei Gilgal Shvua be Mechayiv him a Shvua for a loan. If the Braisa wanted to say that, it could have said that. In fact, it probably would have, should have said that, but it didn't say that. The Braisa added a piece that seems so akimtetic, so nuanced, and that is, the shutvis happened noch shvius, and the loan happened far shvius. And it sounds like, not it sounds like, it screams like, that it's then and only then that this halacha is going to be true. Now, what's unique about a loan happening before shvius and now it's after shvius? Shvius is Meshamet loans. Since says the Gemara, Taimo, it sounds like the only reason you can't be Megalgal b'Shvua is the love of Himenu Erev Shvius. It's because the loan that you're trying to be Megalgal b'Shvua for took place before Shemitah. The Asya Shvius Afkete, because once Shemitah comes, it knocks out the loan. But let's say this had nothing to do with Shvius, right? It was the third and the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle in Misparenu. So in a case like that, Megalgal, and it sounds like you would be able to be Megalgal. What do you see from here? That even though the underlying Shvua is a that's enough to go ahead and make a Gilgul Shvua. The Gemara says, No. It's a great diyuk. It's a great diyuk. And we need to do something with this. You can't ignore such a diyuk. But at the same time, the punchline, and it could be the reason the Tana, the Tosefta, made this case was not so you should go ahead and you should Spar this, but maybe it's really to teach me something else. Okay, what would it be coming to teach me? Meaning, don't be medayik that the reason we said it in this case is because if it was in 2 different years, you would be able to megal. Because loy I'll tell you, there's no gilgul shvuah when it comes to a shvuah the rabban. This is what the diyak should be. In the event that the script was flipped. Meaning, where, again, these two people had a shutif aris relationship and also a malvalevi relationship. But he was not so shutif aris erishvias. Ulamaitzai shvias lovehemenu. And then a matzah shvias he borrowed from him. And now he's chayiv a shvuah deiraisa because of the loan. How would he be chayiv a shvuah deiraisa? Shvuah seidecha, shvuah smaitim amixas. Right now he's going to be chayiv a shvuah deiraisa. Then the halacha would be megalgalin. Then you could be megalgal a shvuah on the shutis and the aris. And what's the chiddush of that? The chiddush of that is that we don't say that Shemitah is going to knock out that shutfis, that chivas, shvuah that one had to the other. And as a result, if you wanted to be megalgal, that's something that you would be allowed to do. Meaning, there would have been an havamina that Shvius would knock out the chiyuv shvuah of the shutfis and the arisos. Now, what would have been the havamina that that Shvius would knock out that chiyuv shvuah? The last line of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that just like Shvius is meshamet chiyuvus, so too Shvius is also meshamet shvuas. But kamash blon, if you want to see it inside the last line of Rashi on the Amud, v'ashmiinon, you want to know what the chiddush would be? She ain't Shvius meshametes shvuas as shutfin v'loy shutfis. But the point is that the chiddush over here would be that shvius doesn't have the ability to knock out. So again, avada as it relates to a shvur the rabbanah can't be megagal. If that's the case, when the Mishnah wanted to tell me that you can't be megagal from shvuas hashutvin to a regular malvav alevi, why do you tell it to me in a case where the loan is null and void? Should have told him when the loan is kayim and afilu hachi you can't do it, because it certainly sounds to me very misleading. It sounds like the be'etzim a shvuah d'rabbanan could be megagal, and shvuas hashutvin really would be able to be megagal a regular another shvuah. It's just because that loan was knocked out because it was made Ereshvias, and now we're ready on Moitzoy Shvias. The Teretz is, the Braisa could have, would have, should have said it in another instance. The only reason said in this instance is to make a different Diak. The Diak is that in the event the loan would have happened Noch Shvias and the Shutras was Fire Shvias, there would have been a Habamina, there's no Gilgal Shvuah because Shvias is Meshamet a lot of things, that's Meshamet Shvuas. So maybe it knocks out this Shvuas HaShomer, and even Al Yidei Gilgal, I can't go now be Toiveya, a Shvuas HaShutfin for a Shutfis that took place, for Shvias Kamash Malon. Nah, but the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying, meaning it's a nice Bichuy on the Diak, but at the same time, a Behedik Tani Lo. It can't be that's what the time of the Brice is coming to teach me, because that Allah I know for a fact from somewhere else. Not so Shutfin, the other side of Shvias. Well, my Tzoy Shvias Love, Amen, Megalgalin. That's Mefurish. That. Tesefta, by the way, says with Bakhtainer. So if the Tesefta says that with Bakhtainer, so can't be the Diak of, meaning Tesefta says both ways. Tesefta talks about what would be if the loan was Ereshvias and the Shutfas was Matzoyeshvias, and what would be if the Shutfas was an Ereshvias and the loan was Matzoyeshvias. You can't tell me that the reason that Tesefta told me the case of where the loan was Ereshvias and the Shutfas was Matzoyeshvias to teach me the reverse case, because that's Mefurish, must be coming to teach me something else. What's the something else that's coming to teach me that the only time that the Shvuas HaShutvin can't be Megalgal is in the event that the loan is no longer here. But if the loan was here because it wasn't Erev Shvuas, Meisoy Shvuas, then it would be able to. And the Gemara says, if that's the case, Shema Mina Megalgal, the Rabbanu, Shema Mina, this is not right that we say Gilgul Shvuah, even when it comes to a Shvuah, the Rabbanu. Amar Rav Huna said, Bechol Megalgalin, you could always Mach a Gilgul Shvuah, even by a Shvuah, the Rabbanu, Zakrashi. So you could always make a Gilgul Shvuah, even by the Rabbanu, like we just said. If it arrived from a Tesefta, Shema Mina b'derabanan, Shema Mina chutz. There's one time where you can't, and that is Misacher. She'ein Megalglin. When it comes to the Sacher, then you can't. Rav Chizda said the same exact thing. He said, L'chol in Makil, when it comes to all Shfuas, we're not Mekel, Elo Zokrashi Megalglin, right? V'hihi, Zokrashi, fourth line from the top, V'hihi, they're saying the same thing. Chutz Misacher the Makil. With the exception of Sacher, they already were going to be Mekel. So, there is Gilgul Shfuah by the Rabbanon. Rav Huna and Rav Chizda followed up on that, and they clarified and they said it's true for all Shvuas Rabban with the exception of one, the Shvuas HaSachar. Now we spent a lot of time in the Shvuas HaSachar. Come out two blad here in Perakal and Nishban, dealt with the Shvuas HaSachar. What was unique about the Shvuas HaSachar? That there wouldn't be a Gilgul Shvuah when it comes to that Shvuah. Now just to be clear, What it means is that if someone's chayiv a shvuas hasacher, we can use that as the mocker to go now and be megalgal another shvuah. So Rashi says, it's because if you remember in the Cheshbon, the Gemara said that really there's a svara that the balabayas who employs the sacher is tarei b'payarav. And based on that, really, the sacher should be able to take afilu b'loy shvuah. It was a lashon haGemara. Why should he even have to swear? If you start with Bayalov, you should be able to take B'loy Shfuah. And what was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara said, "Kidei lahafiz daitei shav al abayis." Because Baal Abayis thinks he's right, even though we think he's wrong, so much so that we would be mighty moment from him and we'd give it to the Sacher. But lahafiz daitei shav al abayis, this is what we're going to do. Kumta is the whole chi of Shfuah is lahafiz daitei shav al abayis. It makes it a very shvach Shfuah. A Shfuah that's lahafiz daitei shav al abayis, Zok Tehil Gerashi, that's why Rav Chizr and Rav Huna both felt that this case is going to be different. But either way, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda both said the same thing. Nachol Megalgal with the exception of Sacher. But if you look at their Lashon, it's a little different. Yeah, Rashi said he. True, it is he. But there is a nuance here. What's the nuance? Rav Huna said, Lakol Megalgalin, Chutz Misacher Shei Megalgalin. Rav Chizda said, Lachol Ein Makilin, Chutz Misacher De Makilin. Right, they're saying the same thing. One is talking a little more positive, and the other one's a little bit more negative, right? Lakol Megalgal, we do Gilgal all day, every day, with the exception of a Sacher. Rav Chizda said, La koil in makil. When it comes to all, we're not going to be mekel, meaning Ela Megalgal in Zokrashi, with the exception of Sacher. No, they were going to be mekel. They were not going to do gil. So Mar says, My benayu. Mar says, Iki benayu. You see it in the words. You see it in the niggin, right? You just see it in the davira of the way these two statements were made. And that is Liftoyachloi. Rav Huna that said, La koil Megalgal in. This is like a din lechatchila. We say, tell me, sir, would you like to be megalgal him another shvua? Right? Oh, wow, thank you. I didn't know I could do that. As opposed to, according to Rav Chizda, it's like koil in makilin. The whole thing is really be'etzim ebediyev. Shvius mishametes v'chulu. The last line of the Mishnah was that just like shvius is mishamet loans, shvius is also mishamet shvua. It says, the Gemara in Minan, immediately, Amar Rav Gidlo Marav, the Amar Akra, v'ze dvar hashmita, v'afilu dibur mishametes, that even dibur, even Dibur alone is subject to Shvuah. What do you mean Dibur? You be Meshamet Dibur? You Meshamet Gelt. What do you mean Meshamet Dibur, right? Nisht Tzi Zogen? You Meshamet Tachle, C-O-D. Teretz is Chayvah Shvuah. It must be another Halacha, Hadron Halach, Kol Hanishbam. So we have one more Perek to learn, right? That's maybe the bad news. I'm actually enjoying this tremendously. I have one more daf to learn as well. Right, it's one perek, one daf. This is another classic. By the way, it's so interesting how all these prakim started off with these monster mishnayos, right? So here you have another mishnah that's going to take us two-thirds through this daf that we're about to learn. It's all me'inyan, le'inyan, ba'isa inyan. It's going to be chazar of a lot of the different things that we've learned over the last couple of weeks. And it begins with the words, arba shoymerin heim. So the hakdama to this parak, the Mishnah really gives, but we'll just speak it up al-peh. And that is, we know there are four types of shoymen, right? In the world of parak ha-shoyl, parak ha-mafke, there's four types of shoymen. There's a shoymen chinam, there's a shoymen sachar, there's a soicher, and there's a shoyl. A shoymen chinam we know is chayev, if he's pesheya, if he's sheylechian, and the pekadim that he's watching. He's potter from Gnei Aved, which means he has to swear, but as long as he swears, he is going to be potter. And if an oinus happens, he's certainly going to be potter. Hashem Mesacher is chayev b'pshia, is chayev b'shlichus yad, is even chayev b'Gnei Aved. The way the Gemara talks about this in the sugyas that deal with this a little bit more b'ian is that Hashem Mesacher, being that he's getting paid, he has more of a chayev shmira, and a little bit of a negligence is considered a negligence, and to the extent that it was stolen or was lost, he's on the spectrum of pshia, and that's enough for him to be chayv v'gnevi v'aved. Shemichinim only has to do a shmir p'chusa. He's not obligated to watch as much. That's not considered negligence in terms of the terms and agreement of his contract. And as a result, if there was a gnevi v'aved, he would be pot. But a shem esachar is chayv v'gnevi v'aved. If an oinus happens, however, he's going to be pot, he'd have to swear, but he's going to be pot. A soicher, it's machalik from Rabbi Yehuda, if he has a din of a shemichinim, ayin sham, or if he has a din of a shem esachar, ayin sham. And then finally, a shoyl, being that kol, hana, shaloi, so it's for that reason a shoyl is chayv in everything. Now, there's halacha mesa machs malacha, there's halacha that's not for now. But what we need is just the basic principle that underpins the Arba Shemir. Mishnah is going to say everything we just said. Arba Shemir Heim, Shemir Chinam V'Hashoyol, Noises Ochor V'Hasoycher, Shemir Chinam Nishbalaka, Shemir Chinam always swears. Now, it's not Mamish always, right? If he's Pesheya, he's out. If he's Sheleach Yod, he's out. But he swears for Gnev V'Aved, he swears for Oynes. V'Hashoyol Mishal Mezakol. Shal is always going to be Chayv. Again, there's times that he's actually Potter. Noises Ochor V'Hasoycher Nishbon Alakol. So if they claim that an oinus happened, then they swear shvus hashoymen, meshalmen as aveda vesa geneva, and they pay for geneva aveda, because as we said, a shoymer sachar and a sachar achayving geneva aveda. Now, one thing you see in the Mishnah, and that is the Mishnah is taking sides, right? It's getting involved in a big controversy over here, and that is it's being machriya, that a soicher has the din of Hashem Yisachar. So whatever Hashem Yisachar has, that's what a soicher has. We'll see a little bit about that in the morning. Now, just for the record, it's Pasha, but why are we talking about this right here? Why are we discussing Abba Shemim? Because Shavuos HaShemim, right? That's what we're learning now. We're learning Masechta Shavuos, and one of the greatest Shavuos is Shavuos HaShemim. So you knew we'd have to have a Shemim Sugya somewhere here. It's one of the three examples of where you have a Shavuot Deiraisa. But what the Gemara is about to do now is something interesting. I should say, the Mishnah is about to do now is something interesting. And that is, the Mishnah is going to discuss where Shavuos HaShomrim meets Shavuos HaPikadon. So just to chazer over, what's Shavuos HaPikadon? We had a whole parak recently called Shavuos HaPikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon is where somebody is teveya somebody money. You owe me money. Why do I owe you money? You're watching my Pikadon. I want it back. You stole from me. You found my Aveda. I loaned you money. Whatever it is. Right? I worked for you. You never paid me my wages. If somebody goes over to somebody and he's toiveya him money, and the person is koifer, and he swears that he doesn't owe him money, then the halacha is, if he's moida afterwards, that really he stole, it's not enough to just make the payment. You have to do that too. The Torah says, v'heishav esakzei la'ashagazal, in the parasha of Shavuos HaPikadon. But at the same time, you would have to do more than that. What more than that would you have to do? Is number one, you'd have to add a chaymish. Not just that, you'd also have to bring a carbon. You'd have to bring an asham gezelois. You'd have to bring a carbon asham. So we're going to discuss now where the laws of shoymrin converge with the laws of shvuas hapikotin. Why would they converge? It's so obvious. Because really, on some level, anytime you go over to the Shomer Pekadin and you tell him, Heichon Piktoini, and the person says, ah, it was stolen, it was lost, the night has happened, it died, whatever. He comes with some sort of taina and he swears, and it turns out he's not telling the truth. Well, he just violated Shavuos HaPikadon. Now, the truth is, he has his own little parasha called Shavuos HaShomer. So you have to see how these two things interact. And that's really what the avoda of this Mishnah is going to be. Now, the rule of the Mishnah, it's a very, very long Mishnah, but it's very repetitive also. And in fact, at the very, very end of the Mishnah says, Zeh HaKlal, twice. That's very rare. It says, Zeh HaKlal, and then it says again, Zeh HaKlal. And really what the klal that underpins the Mishnah is, it's Kedai, just as a tiny precap, is that in the event that the Shomer was found to have lied, when the mafkid came over to him and he told him, Heichem Piktoini. And that lie would have saved him money. Meaning he's a Shomer Chinam who lied to Neva Vaveda. It's going to save him money. Because if it's Taka Nigna Veneva, then he's going to be Pater. Then that Shvua would make him subject potentially to Shvua Sapikata. And the reason is because it comes out that that Shvua was a Shvua of Kfiras Mamoy, which is the number one ingredient in every Shvua Sapikata. Right? That's what makes Shvua Sapikata. Shvua Sapikata. I'm denying owing you money. If, however, the Shomer lied, he lied. He mamish did not tell the emes. However, his lie is neither here nor there from the standpoint of whether or not he's going to be obligated to pay. So, for example, the Shomer Chinam said that an oimus happened when really it was Geneva Vaveda. He lied. He swore it was an oimus. It wasn't an oimus. It was Geneva Vaveda. Okay. Is that a Shavuos HaPikadon? No. Because he wasn't denying money that he owed someone al yedei Shavua, because Klapish Maya Gal, you didn't owe money anyways. Because what had happened was, is there was Geneva Vaveda. So again, it's a little tricky, but we're dealing with Shomrim, swearing, interacting with Shavuos HaPikadon, and the rule that the Mishnah is going to give us at the end of reading a lot of words is that inyan. And that is to the extent that the Shomer denied and swore falsely, is it subject now to the laws of Shavuos HaPikadon if he was going to benefit al yedei his taina, meaning klapei shmaya, he was chayiv, and because his taina now he's going to be potter. So it's a shvua of kfiras mamon. Shvua kfiras mamon is what we know as Shavuos HaPikadon. If, however, it wasn't going to change anything, because mamon of shach, he would have been potter. Or, by the way, even if that's not the point. The point is, if his shvua is not a shvua of a taina which would have benefited him money, the halach is, it wouldn't be subject to shvua sabakana, says the Gemara. So again, we have the introduction, it's Abba Shomrim, We spoke at the punchline of what the Mishnah is about to do. Now we have to go through all the cases inside. Somebody goes over to a Shem Yechinam. And by the way, this is mamish plug and play. So as long as we have all the principles here, it's a lot of principles, but we need to know the principles of Shuas HaPikadin, the principles of Darba Shomrim, the Tain Tainis Ganav is going to make a cameo, right? So we're going to see a few different inyanim that we discussed recently in the last couple of weeks all converge right here. So somebody goes up to Shem Yechinam and he tells him, Heichen Shairi, Avu is mein shar. Amalei, he told him, Mace, he died. Now the truth is it didn't die. Vushen Nishbar, what really happened was it broke. Oy Nishba, or it was taken into captivity. Oy Nignav, it was stolen. Oy Avad, or it was lost. So again, the Shemichinam said it died to get off the hook, and he lied. Right? He swore. He mamish is a grubber ligner. But just so happens, he's like a pathological liar. He had no reason to lie. Because what really happened was, it was a nishbar, which is an oynis, or it's a nishbar, which is an oynis, or a nigdav a neved, which is not an oynis, but a shemichinah was potifik neved aveda. Or if he tied a nishbar, the shemichinah, when he was asked, where is my shor, he said nishbar, vucha mesa, nishbar, nigdav a yavad. Or what he tied it was nishbar, vucha mesa, nishbar, nigdav a yavad. Or what he tied it was nigna, vucha mesa, nishbar, and nishbar, a yavad. Right? Or what happened was what was avad. Avad, if he said it was avad, v'shemes oynishbar oynishba oynignav mashbiachani. In all these cases, if the mafkid said, swear that what you're saying is the truth. We know it's not the truth. The omar amen. The halacha is potter. He's going to be potter from shuas apikaden. And again, why is he potter from shuas apikaden? The Mishnah is going to say at the very end of the Mishnah, we gave it away already. The reason he's going to be potter from shuas apikaden is because there's no kfiras moment. Because although he lied and he swore, right? But at the same time, he was going to be potter had he told the truth also. So being that him lying does not benefit him any money, it's not a kfiras moment. If it's not a kfiras moment, so you're not subject to the laws of shuas apikaden. What would be if the mafkid went over to the Shlomo Mechinim and he told him, where's my shor? Amalai, he told him, Eini yodea ma'atasach, right? That's just a more fancy way of saying, Lehoyud var me'olam, right? Or I don't know you. So he says, Eini yodea ma'atasach, I don't know what you're talking about. However, it's not true, because really this shomer was a shomer. However, Fushem Meis, what really happened was, it died, Oy Nishbar, or broke, Oy Nishbar was taken to captivity, Oy Nignav, or it was stolen, Oy Avad, or it was lost, Mashpiach, and then the Mafki tells him, swear, for Omar, Omen, he says, Omen, Pater, he's going to be Pater. Again, it's for the same reason. It's because, even though he lied, but at the same time, he would have been Pater Maman of Shach, so there's no Kfiras moment over here. Heichon Shairi, let's say, goes over to him, again, we're still talking about the Shem Yechinim, and he says, where's my Shach? Amalaisi, he told him, Avad. He got lost. Mashbiachani. The Mafki tells him, I want you to swear, but Amarami. For Edom, Edenoi, Soisha Achloi. And Edom said that he really ate it. Oh, so what's the halacha? Shalom Esakere. Because he was trying to get off the hook by saying Aveda, because Shem Yechinim is potter on Aveda. What was the MS that he was Shaleach Yad? He really ate it. It was dinner for the last 2 weeks. As a result, if he went ahead and he swore falsely, and it was to save him money with a Kfiras moment, in that case, he's already going to be chayev. Hoyda me atzmai. If he was moida on his own, mishalom keren v'chayim mishvashim. In that instance, he's going to be chayev keren v'chayim mishvashim. Now notice, in the first case, he's only mishalom as a keren. In the second case, he has to pay keren v'chayim mishvashim. What's the difference? Because in the first case, he wasn't moida me atzmai. The only time you pay keren v'chayim mishvashim for shvuas hapikadon is when you're moida me atzmai. Right? That's one of the key ingredients. If you're not moida me atzmai, so then already there's no shvuas hapikadon. What? Yeah, you have to pay. Obviously, if Edom come and they say that you stole someone's thing, so if you're a mazik, you have to pay the mei hezek. But if you are moida, so now you have already the hizvadu, right? Sometimes from a pasuk. So once you're a moida va'izav, at that point you'd have to pay keren chaim mishvashim. What would be if the person said heichon shayri va'amar loy nignav and he said it was stolen mashpiach ani va'amar ome va'edem idenoy say shagunvoy and edem come and they say that he stole. So what's the loch over here? Misham tashlumi kefil. This is a little bit different. It's different than aveda. He would have to pay kefil, and the reason is because the shemichinim, the tain is that it was stolen and he really took it by himself. He's what's known as a tain tainas ganav. Tain tainas ganav pays kefil, just like a regular ganav pays kefil. A tiny time has gone pays cable as well. See, in the previous case, it was Heichon Shari Amalei Avad. And then Edom came that said that he had taken it. Here he wasn't a Toyin Tainas Ganav, he was a Toyin Tainas Avad. Toyin Tainas Avad doesn't pay Kefil. But a Toyin Tainas Ganav pays Kefil. That's why in that first case, where it was the Avad Taina, and Edom came, the halacha was he paid Karen. When he Tainas Ganav, Here he pays kevel. Here it's the same, right? Here it doesn't matter if he was tainus up and a tainus gone up, because once you heard the meyatzma, you're anyways not subject to kevel. Rather, mashal keren v'chaimish v'asham, you're going to pay a keren chaimish v'asham. So, really, if you do a recap on this very first part of the daf, as it relates to when you would be chayiv keren chaimish v'asham, meaning when would a shay mechinam that tainut something and he was lying be subject to the laws of Shavuos HaPikadon? Because that's really what's going on over here. When would he be subject to the laws of Shavuos HaPikadon? If he said Ganav, or if he said Avad, and in reality he had taken it. And he was Moita, right? So if he said Avad, and really he ate it, and he was Moita, so again, you check off all the backs of Shavuos HaPikadon, he's going to be Chayav Shavuos HaPikadon. And the same would be true if he said Ganav. Now, if he said Avad, and Edom came, then you're not subject for a different reason. It's because you were never a Maida. The same is true for Ganav. If he said Avad and really an Oynus happened, then it wasn't a Kfiris moment. So this is really where it's Negei. Where it's Negei is in two Hechitimsis. It's going to play out on the Gemara level. It's Negei in two Hechitimsis. Number one, where he said Avad. Number two, where he said Ganav. And the emes is he had taken it. He was now Maida v'Oizav. So the halach is, you're subject to the laws of Shavuos HaPikadon. Amalech HaBashok. What would be if somebody goes over to somebody in the street and he says, Heichon Shoyrishe Ganavto? Nothing to do with a shayimer. Where's the shayr that you stole from me? Who? I mean, the person says, like, enough. I never stole. Edom didn't know it's a shagandah. And Edom said that he really stole. Sham tashlumi kefal. Right? This is a good old fashioned ganav. Who has to be kefal? Tavachu macha. Sham tashlumi brav chamisha. That's a good old fashioned tavachu macha. Who has to be dalve? Right. Edom shem mashpishin uvon. What would be if this person saw Edom coming? V'amar, and he quickly said, ganavti. Right? He wanted to quickly be a moide beknas. See, quickly said, ganavti. Avol. However, he's going to only pay Karen. He's going to pay Karen. Why? Because he does something to me, Adam Dami. You were just made your own money. You're not going to pay Kefal. Why? Because made the Knas is part. If you said Ganafti, you're not going to pay Kefal. Why don't you pay Dalud Vehe? You were never moided that you were dal vehei. You're not a moided beknas and dal vehei. But once you're not going to be kefal anyways because you're a moided beknas, so we know dal vehei amirachmana v'la gimel v'dal. These are all things we saw recently. So there's a dal vehei v'la gimel v'dal. So as a result, you're going to be part from that as well. Amal l'shoyel, coming back to Darba shoyel. What would be if somebody goes over to his shoyel? He says, Heichon shoyri, amal lois, and he told him, mace, said it died. What was the truth? V'hu nishbar, oy nishba, oy nignav, oy avad. Or he said nishbar. What was the truth? V'hu sha mace, oy nishba, oy nignav, oy avad. Or he said nishba. What was the truth? Vuhusha meis oin nishbar oin nignav ayavad. Or he said nignav. But what was the truth? Vuhusha meis oin nishbar ayavad. Or he said avad. But what was the truth? Vuhusha meis oin nishbar oin nishba oin nignav. Mashpiachani. Then he says, I want you to double down. I want you to swear. V'amar amen. And the person said amen. The halacha is pater. He swore falsely, money related. True. But it's not a kfiras mamon. And the reason it's not a kfiras mamon is because mamon of shachis Chayev, the opposite by the Shemichim. Over here, Mamon of Shach is Chayev. Klapi Shmaya Galya, he was Chayev, because there was either a Gneva Vaveda or an Oinus, Shalos Chayev and Oinsen, and his Taina was an Oinus or a Gneva Vaveda. So, based on his Taina, he's Chayev, based on the Emes, he's Chayev. So, really, the Kfira is not a Kfiras Mamoin from a practical standpoint. It's Kfiras Mamoin, but it's not from a practical standpoint. And it's for that reason that Loch is, he is going to be Pat Heichon Shairi. What would be if the Mafkid went over to the Shah and said, where's my Shah? And they told him, any idea, Matosach? I don't know what you're talking about. But the truth is, he knew exactly what he was talking about, and he was really a child. And either Gneva Veda happened, or there was an Oinus that happened. And then the person said, Mashbiachani, Va'omar Amin, and he said, Amin, what's the halacha? Chayev. What does Chayev mean? What does Chayev mean? So in the event that he was Maida, then Chayev means he's going to be Chayev, Keren Chemesh Vashon. If what happened was Edom came and told the truth, he was never Moida, then Chayiv just means he's going to be Chayiv Mam. So, yeah, it's going to play itself out in the Gemara. This is a little foreshadowing. In the case of the Shai Mechinam, the Mishnah said it Mefurish. The Mishnah said, if Edom came, you Chayiv, right? Karen or Kefal, if you were Tain Tainas of a Tain Tainas Gana. If you were Moida by yourself, then you're going to be Chayiv, Karen, Chayiv, Shoshan. He was just as Chayiv. But we understand from the Reish of the Mishnah how you're supposed to understand the Sefer of the Mishnah as well. Amar the Noisa Sachar. We're up to the Noisa Sachar and the Seicher, right? The Tanavar Mishnah holds that a Seicher has the din of a Noisa Sachar. Somebody goes up to Noisa Sachar and a Seicher. He says, Heichon Shoyri. Amar lo, you ready? He said, Mace. What was the truth? V'hu shen nishbar oy nishba. Really, it was either nishbar or nishba. See, he tied it oinus, which is mace. And the truth is, it was an oinus. It was nishbar oy nishba, but it was a different oinus. Or he said nishbar, v'hu shen mace oy nishba. Or he said nishva, v'hu shen mace oy nishbar. Right? So, the kids say he's lying. He's saying an oinus happened, which is true, but he's saying the wrong oinus. Or the person said nignav hu she'avad, or he said avad hu she'nignav. Makes no difference in halacha because shem esachar and esachar chayving nevi v'aved. And then the mafkid says mashbiachani, I want you to swear. Va'amar amen, and he says amen. Potter, he's going to be potter. Why is he going to be potter? Because meman of shach he's potter in the first three cases, and meman of shach he's chayv in the latter two cases. So being that the halacha is the same based on what he was trying to accomplish versus what really had happened. So it's not a kfiras moment. It's not a kfiras moment. You're not subject to the laws of Shavuos HaPakot. What would be if the person said, Meis oy nishba, any one of the three, and the reality was, V'hushe nignav oyavad, one of those two. So he's tining oynis when really it was gnev v'aveda. And then the mafki says, Mashbiachani, V'omar, amen, chayev, in that case, he's going to be chayev. What does chayev mean? Again, it doesn't say meforish what chayev is. But again, see the beginning of the Mishnah. If Edom came, so Chayiv just means he's going to have to pay. And if he was murdered, then he's going to be Chayiv, he's going to be subject to the laws of Shavuos HaPakotin. Ovad oy nignav. What would be if the person said, Ovad oy nignav, v'hu shemes oy nishbar oy nishbar. So this person is really Tzimish in the Yitzis. He learned all these sugyas, but he's a little bit tzimished, right? So he comes in, he says, one second, I know there's a taina that works, there's a taina that doesn't work, right? Heads or tails, I'm going to roll the dice. And he says, oh, gnevi v'aveda, oops, I got it wrong. Really, it was just, then it was meisai nishba. So what's the halacha? Mashbiachni v'ama, I'm a potter. That guy's obviously potter, he also needs a little help. But this guy is potter, this guy learned. But lamaisa, this person is going to be potter because, he basically said he's chayiv when really he was supposed to be potter. Certainly not a curious moment. Zehakla, zok the Heilige Mishnah. So we just said so many words, right? So what's the class? So again, we gave it away already. But here's the rule. Kol ha-mishnana mi-chayva l'chayva, umi-ptor l'ptor, umi-ptor l'chayva, potter. Right, if someone's mishnana mi-chayva l'chayva, like the cases of the shayim. Umi-ptor l'ptor, like the cases of the shayim echinam. Umi-ptor l'chayva, that last guy, right? Potter, the halachas is going to be potter. Why? Because he's not involved in any kfiras moment. Mi-chayva l'ptor. If the emes was chayva, and he's coming with a tayin l'ptor, then already the halach is, he's a regular Kfiras mom and the guy, so now he's subject to the laws of Shavuos HaPakot, and in that case he's going to be chayiv. And then the Mishnah says, since Sveitimo, Zahakla, Machakla, Kala Nishba, Lahokala, Latzme, Chayiv. If he swore Lahokala, Latzme, he's going to be chayiv, Lahakman, Latzme, Potter. If he did Lahakman, Latzme, he's going to be Potter. Everyone mutches. What do you need? Two claws, right? Zahakla, Lasuye, right? You're going to have to now figure out two ribuyim of it. Right? Why do we have two Zahaklas? Truth is, if you look at the Mishnayas in Yerushalmi, it doesn't have the second claw. It only has one claw. I'm going to tell you, Yontif talks a little bit about why maybe we would have two claws over here. Either way, who is the that holds there four shaymrin. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravur, Rameir. It's Rameir. Rameir is the one that holds four shaymrin. So the Gemara interrupts the program for one moment and says, Amar Rav the Rav Nachmi, Iketanah the Lesi Abba Shaymrin. Is Rameir holds a four shaymrin as opposed to what? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such thing as a shayl. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't be a renter. What does that mean? Amar Lehachi Kamina Luchana. This is what I meant to say. Man Tana the Amar Seicher Kenoiser Sacher. I mean, who's the Tana that holds? No, you misunderstood me. Who is the Tana that holds Seicher Kenoiser Sacher? Pashup Shah, what did he mean? Man Tana Barashayim. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah of our Barashayim? Who, by the way, happened to hold that Noiser Sacher is like a Seicher. So you want to know what is Rameir? Amar Rabbi Baravua. Rameir, right, and that Rabbi Baravua said it's Rameir. Faith to Gemara. Rameir is the one that holds that a Seicher is like a Shayim Sacher. But Rameir, Ibcha Shamin Allah. We know just the opposite. Now we learned in the Mishnah. It's really a Braisa. The Tanya belonged to the Braisa. Seicher Keitza Meshalem. How does a Seicher pay? What are his Chiyuvim? Rameir, Oimer. Just the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Omer can noise his sachar. Something the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Baravua ipcha tani. Rabbi Baravua had a flip girsa in that brisa. True, the brisa, the way we have it, is that a mayor holds a soichas Hashem Yechinam, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a soichas Hashem Yisach. And based on that girsa, who would be the Tana of the Mishnah of Arba Hashem? It would be Rabbi Yehuda, not Rameir. So why did Rabbi Baravua snay fakert? Because Rabbi Baravua ipchatani. He had a fakert to girsa, and because he had a fakert to girsa, he said it in this way. Freitigman hani arba have a shloisha have a. The Mishnah started off Arba Shoymrin, and then the Mishnah mentioned three categories: the Shoymer Chinam, the Shoymer Sacher, and the Shayel. Now it mentioned a fourth Shoymer, but that fourth Shoymer is really Dinoi ke one of the other three. Dinoi ke shayim esachar. So why are you saying four when it's really three? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, arba shayimrim. There are four shayimrim. V'dineim shloisha. And halacha, it breaks down to three different groupings. Amar lo shayim yichinim v'chulu. Heichan shayri v'chulu. Amar lecha v'shuk v'chulu. Amar lo shayim v'chulu. Heichan shayri amaloi eni yedeya ma'at asach v'chulu. So basically, this comment is going to really be on the whole Mishnah. That's the point, right? You can't just have one v'chulu for such a long Mishnah. So we needed like four or five v'chulus. But the bottom line is, we got the point, right? So the Mishnah had a lot to say. Amar Rav. Rav said as follows. As it relates to all the chevra, all the cases, there were so many, where somebody's swearing, and he swore falsely, but he's going to be potter from Shavuos HaPakadim based on the fact that it didn't involve a kviras mam. Because it's mi p'tor l'p'tor, or it's mi chayva l'chayva, or it's mi p'tor l'chayva. All these cases where you're going to be potter. Said Rav. All these people are going to be potter from Shavuos Shomer. What does that mean? Big Kaloyma Rashi over here. Kaloyma, me osham the Shavuos HaPakadim, right? Not Shavuos Shomer, me Shavuos HaPakadim. Big Kaloyma, right? This Kaloyma needs mamish bold letters. It means that all these chevra are potter from Shavuos HaPakadim. I mean, what does it mean, Shavuos Shomer? It means that a Shomer that denies having the Pekadim can be subject to the laws of Shavuos HaPekadim, right? That's one of the examples that the Torah gives. But the point is that you'll be potter from that. But Chayavim Mishum Shavuos Bitoy. Lamaisa, you're still a liar, and you swore falsely. And as a result, based on Shavuos Shtayin Shein Arba, based on Shavuos Bitoy, Abad, you're going to be Chay. So Pturin doesn't mean potter, right? Pturin just means potter from Shavuos Shomerim, a.k.a. Shavuos HaPekadim. But in terms of Shavuos Bitoy, Avad you're going to be chayv and Shavuos Bitoy. V'Shmuel HaMashmuel said, Af Pturim Shavuos Bitoy. These chevra are not only going to be potter from Shavuos Shoyim and Shavuos HaPekadim, they're going to be potter from Shavuos Bitoy as well. Sounds a little familiar? We had a very, very similar machloikis earlier in the Masechta, also one of the really, really hard daf, and the Gemara is going to remind us of it. It says the Gemara, but Michael, if we get first. What is the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel? Zok the Gemara, Shmuel Sava, Shmuel holds lesem alahaba. The Rav Savar Isay Balavahin. So we know that Shvua is a Shtayin Shein Arba, right? So a Shvua can be in the Lahaba, which is the case of the Torah. It could also be in the Avar, right? When the Torah talks about a Shvua's Bitoy, so what's the case of the Torah? It's Lahara Oy Lahetiv, right? Shvua Sha'oicha Lashaloy Oicha. But it could also be in the Avar. But if you hold it could, right? The Stam Mishnah twice here in Masech the Shvua is that Shvua. A shvua could also be lav, it could be v'hein. Sheloy oichal, sheloy ochalti, that's lav. Hein would be she oichal, she ochalti. Shmuel holds that the only time a shvua's bitoy is a shvua's bitoy is if it's isei b'lehaba. So if somebody makes a shvua on the other, and there's no way for this shvua to be shayich in the lehaba, the shvua is dead on arrival, it's not going to be a shvua. Rav holds, I disagree with that. I don't think it has to be Isa B'Labba. Now, Rav is made of a mixas to Shmuel. Rav says, I do agree a shvua has to be Isa B'Labba. So if you have a shvua and you can't phrase the shvua in the positive and the negative, then you're out. But for it to have to be lahaba, that's not something that you are going to need. So according to Shmuel, it has to be Isa B'Labahein, and it has to be Isa B'Avra B'Labba. According to Rav, it has to be Isa B'Labahein. It doesn't have to be Isa B'Labba. Says the Gemara, Shmuel holds that all our Shvua is your potter from Shvua's Bitoy. You know why your potter from Shvua's Bitoy? Because all these cases are less lahaba. What are you going to say? Right, the person swore that it died. So that's a real Shvua of the Avar, Shvua's Bitoy, right? Could you swear it's gonna die? I swear it's gonna break its leg, right? I swear it's gonna be stolen. I swear it's gonna be lost. It's not in your control to do these things, right? And being that you don't control that, so kumta is that it's something that's less of a lahaba, a shvuas bitter that's less of a lahaba. Shita shmul is, it's not a shvuas bitter. So shmul says, it's just like your potter from all the shvuas of our Mishnah. In the case of shvuas hashayimrim slash shvuas hapikadin, you're also going to be potter of a shvuas, but for a different reason. The reason you're potter of a shvuas hapikadin is because it's not kfiras mamet. The reason you're potter from shvuas bitter is, see the sug is a shvuas bitter. It's because it's less of a lahaba. But Rav holds, you don't need that it should be Isei b'haba. All you need is that it should be Isei b'lavein, and these are Isei b'lavein. You could have swore that it was stolen. You could have swore that it wasn't stolen. You could have swore that it was lost. You could have swore that it was not lost. Right? You could go both ways. So being that it's Isei b'lavein, even though it's not Isei b'lahaba, therefore the halach is. So again, this machloik is Rav and Shmuel. It's not a shvuas hapekad in the gemachloik. It's not a shvuas shemir in the gemachloik. It's not a shvuas hatayon in the gemachloik. It's a shvuas bitoy in the gemachloik. Sveit the gemara. I hear. Very geschmack. We already had this machloik. The itmar. We learned, and this, by the way, was Le'il daf chafei amar aleph, and we had it afterwards as well. Shvu'a shazara ployni tsrar le'yam. If somebody swears that ployni threw tsrar, a rock, into the yam. Or if somebody would swear, shvu'a shaloi zarak, I swear that ployni did not throw tsrar le'yam. So again, guy walks in whatever, and he says one day, Shvua shazarak playing sarliyah. Or shvua shaloyzark. Rab amachai v'shmul nabapater. Rab amachai. Rab says zichai. Meaning it turns out that it was false, right? So Rab says zichai v'shvua smitoi. Why the isabalava? Hey, you could have sworn shazar. You could have sworn shaloyzark. And that's all the criteria you need in order for it to be a shvua smit. Right? The other criteria is you lied. You did lie. Shmul amashmul says pater. The leisabalava. Because you could swear what Pliny did. You can't swear what Pliny will do because that's something that's out of your control. So what's the Gemara's kasha? We already had this machlokes Rab and Shmul. Why did Rab and Shmul have to argue in the case of shvua shazarak playing sarliyah? Shvua shaloyzark. And also arguing in the Mishnah over here regarding all these shvuos hapikadens. So the Gemara says, "Srichi need about the Yeshmin Baha." Because if I only had the case of shvuos shazarak ployni, I would have thought, "Baha kama Rav." Maybe over here, Rav holds your chayiv, because Rav doesn't hold of the condition that it has to be isul haba. It's mishum the menafshe kamishtaba. Because this is a voluntary shvuos, right? No one's forcing the person to swear. You just woke up one day, decided to make a shvuos. But in the case of our Mishnah, the beidina mishavile, right? It's a shvuos hashoyimrim. Remember, it's a shvuos hashoyimrim that interacts with Shavuos HaPikadon, and it crosses over into that parish as well. But who's being mechayiv that Shavuos? Who's being tevei the Shmuel? Bezdin is being tevei the Shmuel. So I would think in that case, ema moedei le Shmuel, maybe be moedei to Shmuel that you potter. Now, important insert. Not because maybe Rav holds when the Shavuos is in Bezdin, there's a tanai, it has to be Isa B'Labba. But maybe you potter for a different reason. Kid Rab Ami. Rab Ami said, "Kol shvua shahadayonim mashpia noisa ein chayov alam mishum shvuas bitoy." Any time a person swears falsely in Bezdin, he's not subject to the laws of shvuas bitoy. Why? The Gemara is going to say it in a minute. It's going to be the second to last Gemara Masechta Shvuos. We'll see in 1 minute. But the bottom line is that I would have thought that maybe Rav holds like Rab Ami. So as much as Rav holds isa b'lavehein and there's no tonight that has to be isa b'lava, but in Bezdin it's andersh. Since just because I know shitas Rav shvuas shazarak play me doesn't necessarily mean I know his shita as it relates to our sugi. And had we only had our sugi, and I would have known that Shmuel said potter and our sugi. I would have thought about Shmuel. Why? Because of Rav Ami. But when it comes to Shvua Shazarak, we don't have Rav Ami's ptor. There, the only reason we'd be potter is because less of Abba. Maybe he doesn't know the less of Abba. As long as he's a Sricha, that's why I need both cases. In other words, this two different svaras of why you could be potter in these types of shuas. One is because it's less of Labba. The other one is Kidrabami. We know what Rabami said yet. All we know is the words of Rabami, that there's no shvuas bitoy in Bezdin. But the point is, being that there's two bazundere svaras, so therefore, v'hoitzim iliban, to clarify it, what we did was, is we presented the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, signed a case of Bezdin, signed a case of not Bezdin, l'hoidiyacha. That Rav in both cases holds Chayev, and Shmuel in both cases holds Potter. Rav in both cases holds Chayev. Rav holds that as long as it's Isa B'Lava Hen, it doesn't have to be Isa B'Lava. Rav also does not hold of Rav Ami's halacha. That's why Rav holds you're always going to be Chayev. You're always going to be Chayev. There's no Tanai B'Lava, and also there's no Rav Ami. And Shmuel in both cases holds Potter. That's easy, because Shmuel doesn't even have to come on to Rav Ami. According to Shmuel, at the end of the day, if it's Leisa B'Lahaba, to the extent it's Leisa B'Lahaba, so the halach is you're going to be Potter, Bezdin, Shaloi Bezdin. Now, if does Shmuel hold on Rav Ami, like if you had a Heichatim, so basically, that's not our sukkah. But the bottom line is, that's why to clarify it, we have the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel sign the case of Bezdin, sign the case where it's not Bezdin. So we mentioned Rav Ami, and we also said that the Gemara is going to tell us the Makar to Rav Ami. It's right here. Gufa Amar Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, Kol Shvua, Shahadayon Mashpiyan Oisa. Any shvuah that dayanim amechayev, so the halacha is there's no shvuas bitoy. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, oy nefesh ki si shava levate bisfasaim. This is the parasha of shvuas bitoy, and we learn from there that the word ki means me atzmoy. He did it on his own volition, kidre Reish Lakish, and it's based on something Reish Lakish said. Amar Reish Lakish said, ki mishtamish barbal l'shoynes. The word ki can mean one of four things. So not all times the Torah says the word ki, does it actually mean the same thing? Right? It can mean one of four things. It can mean e. What does e mean? Like if. Dilma, maybe. Ella only, daha, because. Okay, so how does this have anything to do with Rav Ami? So said Rashi that Rav Ami understood that when it says in the Torah, "Ein nefesh kisi shava," it's miloshin e. If he will swear, What does Iffel swear? It sounds like nobody's telling him he has to swear. He's doing this on his own. You want to swear, swear. You don't want to swear, don't swear. But this is something that on his own, he can volunteer a shvuah. So to the extent that he goes ahead and he volunteers a shvuah, that's when you have the parasha of shvuah's bitter. But if the shvuah was done in Bezdin, he had no choice. He was mechuyev to swear. Bezdin was being kaif him to swear. So being a Bezdin was forcing him to swear. So what is, that's what Rav Amiel. Now what does Rav hold? Who's Rav? Who's Rav? Rav, we just said, argues with Rav Ami, right? Remember? Because when Rav said Chayiv, even in the case of our Mishnah, it means he doesn't hold like Shmuel, that it has to be Issa B'Labah. He also doesn't hold like Rav Ami. So what does Rav hold? So Rashi asks this Kasha, and Rashi says, V'Rav Darish Le B'Loshin Daha. Rav held that the word Ki in this Pasuk, Ki Tishav, is one of the other four Lashonos. Which one of the Lashonos? It's Daha. What does Daha mean? So Rashi says, it means Sharei Tishavah, like Nefesh Ki Tishavah. There was a Nefesh who swore, not if he will swear, because he swore, and it was false, and that's why we're having this conversation. But really, the machloikis between Rav Ami and Rav boils down to which one of the four Lashonis of Ki is meant when the Torah said Nefesh Ki Tishavah in the parish of Shavuos Bitter. One last Gemara. Rabbi Loza said, as it relates to this whole sugya, Kulam Pturim Mishvuah Shaymin. All of these chaver in the Mishnah, potav and shvuah shaymim, v'chayav mishum shvuah bitoy. But the chayiv mishum shvuah bitoy. So again, we just had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chayiv shvuah bitoy, potav and shvuah bitoy. Rabbi Loza said kulam p'turim. They're all potter from shvuah shaymim. They're all going to be chayiv mishvuah bitoy. Chutz, with the exception of the case where the person says eni yodeya ma'atosach the shoyl, where the shoyl said eni yodeya ma'atosach v'gneve v'aveda denoisasachar. And the case, right, we end with a little kinecha. And the case with the Shoy Mesocher tainted that an oinus happened, but really what had happened was there was a Gneva Veda. Or with the Seicher tainted that an oinus happened, and really what had happened was Gneva Veda. In those cases, the halacha is Shehu Chayiv. There he's going to be Chayiv for Shvuas. Happy Kodin, Shari Kofrei Mammon, because he was Kofrei Mammon. In other words, Rabbi Loza is coming, he's being a Shikha Machri over here, as it relates to the Machloikas Ram and Shmuel. And Rabbi Loza says like this, I hold like Rav, that all the Chevra in our Mishnah that were potter from Shvuas, Happy Kodin, are going to be Chayiv Mishum Shvuas Bitoy. I, it's less of a Laba, I don't care. I, Rabbi Ami, Eichnish. It's one of the other of the four Lashonos that Ki is Mishtamish. The only case where I hold you're going to be potter from Shvuas Bitoy is two cases. Which cases? The case where the Shoyl said, Lehoyudvar Meyoylam, and really either there was an Oynes or Gnei Veveh that happened. Or the case where the Shoy Mesachar said, Lehoyudvar Meyoylam, or he said that an Oynes happened when in reality it was a situation of Gnei Veveh. In those cases, he's Chayiv Shvuas HaPikadon. And being that he's Chayiv in Shvuas HaPikadon, therefore he's going to be potter from Shvuas Bitoy. So the point is that when you're chayiv in Shvuas HaPikadon, I'm masking your potter from Shvuas Bitoy. A bedos alein that it's less of a laba, a bedos alein that it was a bezin, that doesn't make you potter from Shvuas Bitoy. The only time of a lamaisen you're going to be potter from Shvuas Bitoy is going to be if you're talking to chayiv in Shvuas HaPikadon. Now the truth is, Rashi asks a little bit of a problem over here. Because Rabbi Loz is telling me there's two cases, right? This is Mamash Tahadran on Shvuas. There's two cases where you chayev Shvuas HaPakadin in the Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Loz seems to be saying. Where the Shoyl said, Lehoyot Varmi Yailam, or the Shoyl Mesachar said, Lehoyot Varmi Yailam, or even Tainid, Tainid Zainis. It's not true. There were more cases. In fact, there were two other cases. What were the two other cases? It's the two cases on the Mishnah on Amad Aleph. Where the Shemichinam said, Avad. With the Shemes Chinam said of that, and then it turned out that he had eaten it, or he had stolen it, or whatever it was. There were two other cases. There were four cases, if you do the recap. We made a big deal about it. We had the two cases of the Shemes Chinam, we had the case of the Shoyl, and we had the case of the Shemes Sacher and the Soicher. So why would Rabbi Loza say, Chutz me eni yedeh mat asoch the Shoyl, v'gnev aved the noise asoch of the Shemes Sacher, shu chay shay kav for a moment. It's true also for the cases of the Shemes Chinam, pashav shad. It almost has no pshad, Rabbi Loza. So Zakrashi, I'll tell you why. It's because On Amud Aleph, when the Mishnah had mentioned Chayiv regarding the Shem Bechir, we made the stick when we went through the Mishnah, we said we're going to get back to it. The Mishnah said, Rochel Bitcha Ktana, Chayiv, Keren, Chaymish, and Asham. When it said Chayiv later in the Mishnah, it never said Keren, Chaymish, and Asham. All it said was Chayiv. Being that all it said was Chayiv, so it's not Muchach Mefurish in the Mishnah that you Chayiv for Shvuos HaPikadon. And the only reason you're going to be potter from Shvuos Bitoy is because you're subject to a different parasha. You're subject to Shvuos HaPikadon. So you need to be subject to Shvuos Apakadin in order to be Taka Potter. And it's not Mefurish in the Sefer of the Mishnah that you're subject to Shvuos Apakadin. It's for that reason he read always those two. But Avada Tein L'Chacham the Ech Gamoid, it's not only those two, it's the two in the beginning of the Mishnah as well. The point of Rabbi Lazar is that any time you're going to be Chayim in Shvuos Apakadin, then you're going to be Potter from Shvuos Bita. But to the extent you're going to be Potter from Shvuos Apakadin, then he goes like, Rav, that what? There's no issue of Lassa Balaba. There's also no Halach of Ravami. In those cases, you're going to be Potter, Hadrun Halach, Arba, Shoimrin, V'slikolah, Mesech HaShvuos. But I think it's just kedai to end with a little bit of raid. And really, the purpose of the raid will be Lamdash raid. Just to recap a little bit of the raid that we spoke about over the last couple of days, also like a little bit of a different nusach, not different to be chayzer, but just like kenecha a little differently, and not just have the imbis medrash b'lei chiddush. And we'll go through it quickly, just like we went through the daf quickly, even though there's so much here. But again, these are things that we've been spending a couple of days on. So what was the topic of the raid here in the end of Masechet Shavuos, this last leg? Right? By tomorrow, we're going to be learning heavy agadatas. We have to chap around a little bit. Chatoif echol, chatoif ushtay. So we have to chap a little bit. So what was the topic of the raid of the last few days? It was Shavuos Eid Echa. The Gemara in Dachmem Amar Aleph said that although we know an Eid Echa can't be Mechayiv Mamin, but at the same time it can be Mechayiv Shavuos. In fact, the Gemara brought a Durasha and a Braisa. It says in the Torah, Yaakov Eid Echa B'Ishel Chalavin L'Chal Chatas. L'Chalavin L'Chal Chatas Hu De'Enei Kam, Avul Kamu L'Shavuos. V'Tanya, we have a Braisa, Kom Mokam Sheshnayim Mechayiv Enoisei Mamin, Eid Echa Mechayiv Yishavuos. The Rambam brings them both as Mipi HaShmuas. There's a Mipi HaShmuas, Yaakov Eid Echa B'Ishel Chalavin L'Chal Chatas, Avul Kamu L'Shavuos, and there's a Mipi HaShmuas, Kom Mokam Sheshnayim Mechayiv Enoisei Mamin, Eid Echa Mechayiv Yishavuos. Now we said over from the Noida B'Yehuda in an epic tshuva in Eben Ezer in his Madura Tinyana in Simen Ayin Vav, where he said, what's the chiddush of this braisa? Le'yakim edecha de'ish chalav and l'cholchatas. Avol kamul u'shvur. Tanya, kamokam sheshnayim mechay benoise mamen edecha mechay benoise shvur. Right? What's the purpose of that? Braisa zu, v'nusach zu, ma'u oise. What's it? It's coming to be marba. And the Noida B'Yehuda Kedarkoi sent three beautiful mahalchim. He said, number one, it's the gate of the sugi over the Daf Mem Amud Aleph. When it comes to Shavuos Moed B'Mikta, Stalach is a tainu shtei kesef, right? We saw it very much in the beginning of today's daf. But when it comes to Shavuos Eid Echa, there's no aloch of a tainu shtei kesef. Why not? Maybe learn Shavuos Eid Echa from Shavuos Moed B'Mikta. The teretz is, because komokim sheshnayim mechayv inoise momen, erech mechayv inoise shvur, and being that shnayim mechayv in momen, afil b'shav pruto, and erech is mechayv shvur b'shav pruto as well. Another ha'orah that the Noid B'Yehuda said was, could be al tzad ha'soyser, the shayne ha'azah. If you have three Aiden and Nimsa Echam Yam Karve Apostle, Talach Zaydus and Batel, the two that you have can't be made anymore, even though they're regular kosher Aiden, because that's Talach, and Nitpol Eve Aveira is Kaveh Aveira. Come. The same would be true if you had two Eidim and one was found to be a Karv apostle. That Eid Echel would not be up to Mechayiv Shvuah. Now, really, it's a big machlokes Rishonim. But says in Rabbi Yehuda, the ones that hold that it can't be Mechayiv Shvuah, Lanias Daiti, it's learned out from the Ribuy of the Brais. But it's the Tzad HaHofuch. If Shnayim are not Mechayiv Noisei Mamin, because they were once part of a larger Eidos, and it was a Nimtz Echem and Karv apostle, so too an Eid Echel that was part of a larger Eidos, a Nimtz Echem and Karv apostle, Eidos, but it's not going to be up to Mechayiv Shvuah. And then the third thing the Noid B'Yehuda said was, is why is it that Shavuos Eid Echa is only true by Mamin? Doesn't say in the Torah Mamin. It says, Le'yokum Eid Echa B'Shul Chalav Anu Chalchatas, Avul Kamu L'Shavuah. So maybe if an Eid Echa goes over to a woman and says, you're an HS Ish, so the halacha should be that she should have to swear that she's not if she wants to get married. But that's not the halacha. Why not? The teretz is, because Komokim Sheshnayim Mechayv and Oisei Mamin. That's what this price is coming to do. It's coming to be Moisef. This was the Noid B'Yehuda. But we said over there, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, in the beginning of his Evena Ozl Hilchas Tayim Benitan, the first Rambam was Medayik Milushayne Azov Chala Rambam, that the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, he brings both in Yonim, the Pasik and the Brais, but he brings it in the reversed order. He first says, Mipi Ashmu Alamdu, that Komokim Shishnai Mechayim Noisim Momen, Eidach Mechayim Shishu, and he says, Va'oid Lamdu Mipi Ashmu, Layokim Eidach Mechayim Shalom Adol Chalchatas Avol Kamil Ushvu. Said Rabbi Zalman, from the way the Rambam wrote it, it sounds like the Braisa is not a Pirish on the Drasha, it's independent of the Drasha. So what is it? Must be it's a halacha l'meish misina. That means I have a real Yehuda Vayit Lekra. I have a Halacha L'Moshe Misina that teaches me Erech Odes Kam L'Shvua. And I also have a Pasuk that teaches me that Erech Odes Kam L'Shvua. Why would I need both? So he brings from his Einikol, that we said was Rav Shneir, the Lake Rishiva, who said that it could be the reason the Rambam, or the reason the Gemara needed a Hilchasa, even though we have a Pasuk, or the reason we need a Pasuk, even though we have a Hilchasa, is to teach me the Halacha of the Maram in Rotenburg, that he was Mechiach from a Psak Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rosh brings in Siman Gomel in the beginning of Masechta's Bava Metziah, and that is that not only is Eid Echad Mechayah Shvuah, but there's also something called an Eid Mesayeh. And that is an Echad Kapata Shvuah. What's the case? The case is, well, somebody's Chayah Shvuah. Whatever the Shvuah is, he's Chayah Shvuah, and he has an Eid Echad that's supporting his Taina. Just like Eid Echad could be Mechayah Shvuah, so too an Eid Echad could be Mesayeh, should be Potavim Shvuah as well. And the Maram Rotenberg said that it's Mashma that way from the Drosha, because it says, and it's mashma bein lechiyu bein leptor. In fact, haloi davarhu, if an eid echad, we learn from this pasuk, to be mechayu shvua, to be moitzi mamin, kal v'chomer, to pater from a shvua, lahachzik mamin, but al koponim, in lo yokum eid echad ve'ish, said Rav Shneir, you see two zachen. You see number one, it's mechayu shvua, you see number two, it pater shvua. If all you had was the hilchasa of kol mokim shishnai mechayu v'noisei mamin, eid echad mechayu v'noisei shvua, so I would know eid echad is mechayu. If all I had was that hilchasa, all I would know is it's mechayu. But how would I know it paters? That I know from the pasuk. I know it from Kamu l'shvua bein lechiyah bein leptor and a chinami. As it relates to an erech abim mechayiv shvua, I know that from the hilchasa. Kam makas shnayim mechayiv and oisim mamin. Where's the negay of the pasuk? You want to know where it's negay of the pasuk? It's negay of the halacha of Eidim Aseya. So why do I need the hilchasa if I have the pasuk? That's the three mahalchim of the Noi de Yehuda. Why do I need the pasuk if I have the hilchasa? That's to come teach me the halacha of Eidim Aseya. That's to come teach me the halacha of the Maram Rotenberg. Now Devin also mutches with it a little bit because it would come out if this is pshat in the Rambam that we have a from the Rambam to the grace of Chiddush of the Rambam Rotenberg, something that the Rambam doesn't bring anywhere in his Yad Chazak, and if he held up this Chiddush, L'chayri should have brought it somewhere with Bak Ptzeinu. It's a beautiful Yishuv in the Rambam of Elamais in Halacha. It seems to be a little shved that it should be Oiskalkin, because the Rambam, L'chayri, if he really held the Vaidim Sayyeh, should have brought it a little bit more clearly. Either way, this is just like a recap on the first part of this raid. What was the recap on the second part of the raid? So we mentioned that one of the Rayas that the Rambam Rotenberg brought, the his yisoid of Eidah Mesayeya is from the Sugi Mesachtes Bava Metziah Daf Dalet. The Gemara over there said, Tana Reb Chiya, what's known as Reb Chiya Kamaisa. Reb Chiya said that if somebody goes up to somebody and says, you owe me $100, and the person's going for a call. But Eidah Mameya, that he owes him 50, so there's a Hoidah B'miktas, but not from the Nitva, but from Eidim. The Halach is, this Nitva is going to be Chai Shvur Deiraisa. Kal V'Choymer from Piv, after further review, kal v'chomer from a tzadah shava between Piv and Eid Echad. Piv is mechayiv shvua, moed v'miktsas. Eid Echad is mechayiv shvua, shvua is Eid Echad. Hatzadah shava shebohen, azoy, afani, obi Eidim, that Eidim would be mechayiv shvua. But that's what Bchir Kamaisa, right? Bchir said that if Eidim are made on half, the Allah is going to be mechayiv shvua. Says Rami Rotenberg, I have a big kasha on this. The Gemara, Bchir said that if Piv and Eid Echad, if Piv and Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Shvua, so then certainly Eidim should be able to be Mechayiv Shvua. As if to say that if I'm going to want to learn Eidim from Piv and Eid Echad Tzazaman, there's no Pircha that's going to tell me I can't. Says Rabbi Rotenberg, I have an amazing Pircha. You know what the Pircha is going to be? Mal Piv v'Eid Echad, they could be Mechayev Shvua, but they can't pater from Shvua. Talking about Be'edim, whatever they say is, and they could be Mechayev and they could be pater. And he says, we know when it comes to a Matzad, you can ask even a Pircha Koldu. So says the Maram in Rotenberg, that L'chayra, there's a starker Pircha over here on this Mahatzad. Because Malapiv Eid Echad, that they can only be Mechayev, but they don't have the ability to pater. Talking about Be'edim, says Maram Rotenberg, must be that that's not a taino. Why that's not a taino? Because one of the two, you don't need both, but one of the two, Eid Echad does have the ability to be pater. Where do you find Eid Echad pater? That's the halacha of Eidim Esayeya. It says, but this is my grace, Araya, that there's something called Eidim Esayeya. But we said over that the Shmaitzah in Shmaitzah Vav, Chaf Aleph. He brings that the Shita Mekubetz is right at the beginning of Masechtas Bava Metzia. He asked on the Meram Rotenberg's Raya. He said, I don't understand the Raya. You have a Raya from the fact that Gemara didn't ask this Pircha. That must be there's something called Eidah Mesayeh. Well, Eidah, I'll tell you, there's no such thing as an Eidah Mesayeh. And Eidah is always get a pot to you from all the Shavuos in the world. Never heard such a thing in my whole life. Shnoaz Azach, that an Eidah is going to be able to pot the Shavuos. Then why didn't the Gemara say, Malapiv Eidah, that don't have the ability to pot the Shavuos? Said the Shita Mekubetz says, because there is an example. There's a Hechet Timtso where an Eid Echad could pat. You know where? Again, Shavuos Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad is being Mechaya Shavuos, and now another Eid Echad comes and says you're really not Chaya Shavuos. So it's going to be an Eid Echad Keneged Eid Echad, Eid Echad Bak Chashas V'lei Klumi, the Gemara says throughout Shas. So if that's the case, the two Eid Echads are going to knock each other out. I mean that the two Eid Echads are going to knock each other out. So based on that, L'chayra, the Halacha would be the Eid Echad is pottery. So Loilam, I'll tell you that if there was a Madlat Tzad HaShov HaShavim that they can't potter, it would have been a good taina. But you don't have it. You know why you don't have it? Not because of the Meram and Rotenberg's Chiddush of Eidah Mesayeya, but it's because there is one Hechetimso where an Eid Echad could potter, where he's going up Keneged a Shavuos Eid Echad. And by the way, the Shittim Gubetz said, don't tell me the only time Eid Echad HaKosha works is where it's Bevasachas, but not Bezachazeh. And maybe the Meram Rotenberg's taina was the why didn't the Gemara say Madlat Tzad HaShov when it comes because when the whole difference between Pasach and Zeachazah said the Shnita Mekubetzes is that once Bezdin Paskin's a Maisa, now already you can't go and hear a Hakasha. But over here, no one Paskin anything. We're waiting to determine whether this person's Chayushu or not Chayushu. So if they don't have to come in the same second for it to be considered Pasachas. So Pasach and Zeachazah is one and the same. So said the Shnita Mekubetzes, I don't understand the Ram Rotenberg's right. Said the Ktsoyis and Shev Shmaitza, I'm going to tell you the Vart. The Vart is, it's true. In Kol HaTayra Kula, there's an idea of an Eid Echad says like this, an Eid Echad says like that, the two Eid Echads are going to knock each other out. They're mamish kim ilu v'loiklum. They're not even here. Stating that, not by Eid Echad. You know why? Because in Kol HaTayra Kula, when you find that an Eid Echad is believed, what's the yesod of why he's believed? Now let's talk about a real case. Where do you find Eid Echad is believed? So, Eid Echad and Bisurim, but that's not Eidos, right? So, that doesn't count for the sugya. Eid Echad Eidos Isha. Or Eid Echad Besoita. This Eid Echad Besira, and Eid Echad says that his nooks actually took place. So you find that Alach's Eid Echad is never. Stating that if an Eid Echad comes and contradicts, so that Alach is, this is going to be Eid Echad Bakosh. Says the Ktsois, the reason over there the Eid Echad works back Chasha is because really the Eid Echad is not being Neman B'Torah's Eid Echad. Eid Echad is not believed when it comes to Davish of Erva. Why should Eid Echad Besoita be believed? Eid Echad is not believed by Davish of Erva. Why should Eid Echad Besoita be believed? What's the answer? It's based on Umdenes, right? By Soita. That's the Gemara Soita Tapes. You have Kinev Esteris, you already have a Raglaim Ladover. But Eid Asisha, you have all the Rishon and the Shmites in the beginning of Shmites Zayin. Taiki Shem Mintzaba, Mitaychem Shechmatala Besoifa. So you could be Makeup at Chilosa. The Rambam who says it's a Milsta Avide Lagluye. Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Memhei, that Mishum Aguna Akudu Be'erba. There's a million Svaras flying all over the place. But the point is, it's based on a Raglaim Ladover. Meaning we have a tremendous Hoychacha that if an Eid Echad walks into Bezdin, this is probably what happened. And that's why Bezdin will paskin. Not because Bezdin is being mekabel, oh, the Torah says an Eid. An Eid is an Eid is an Eid is an Eid. Do a cross-examination, determine that he's a kachal Eidus, and now whatever he says, we have a munah betochen that the Eibishter is the nitzavat daskel, and whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. That's not what's going on over here. The Eid Echad is a piece of evidence. We said we bring him in a Ziploc bag. That's the heftz of the Eid Echad. He's here, Beteris Nevitz. And the Horaya said the Shmaitzah. The Horaya, apostle is Neman when it comes to Eid Asisha of Eid Asaita. Why is Apostle Neman? Apostle is Apostle. So why would Apostle be Neman? Terah says, because the Eid is not being Neman B'Torah's Eid. The Eid is being Neman B'Torah's what? B'Torah's evidence. Being that the whole Heftz of the Eid Echad is evidence, if I have an Eid Echad Fakert, so I knocked out my evidence. I have a piece of evidence, so I have a piece of evidence like that. So I knocked out the two pieces of evidence, I'm left with nothing. Eid Echad, when it comes to Shavuos and the Shmaitza, he's Neman B'Torah's Eid Mamish. I've a pasuk lo yakum Eid Echad be'ish. I will komu l'shvua. The Torah said, trust this Eid Echad l'shvua, just like you trust two Eidim when it comes to Mamin. There's a hilchas agmiri lo kol makom sheshnayim mechayv noisay Mamin Eid Echad mechayv noisay Shvua. Why we need both? We just spoke about that. But this two things that are saying this Eidus is an under the Sard Eidus. He's Nema B'Torah's Eid Echad. So the Eid Echad that walks into Bezdin and says, Yechai Yeshvua, he's a real, that's a Hilchas Eidus. The Eid Echad that says, no, he's not. Who are you? Do I know you? Take him out of court right now. Right? Two chevra come, bodyguards, and they walk him out. You have no makim to tainezich keneged a real Eid Echad. If the Eid Echad is being neman b'toyres nemanus, b'toyres shtelling to umden a raglayim l'davar so good. So now you have to reckon with the Eid Echad that's going on the other side. But when I have a real Eid Echad and keneged that, I have some guy who's just blabbering in court. We don't even hear him. He's v'loy klum, because one is an aid, the other is not an aid. But you can't knock out an aid echad that's an aid with an aid echad that's not an aid. This is the svar gedoyla that the Shnef Shmaitzer said, where it's chaluk b'yisoyed, the namanos of an aid echad when it comes to b'machayishu versus the namanos of an aid echad when it comes to aid asisha and aid asoyta. And the tzoyses chiddush is that even though there's an idea of two aid echads that are machrish each other, they knock each other out, not when it comes to shvuas aid echad, this is the grace of yisoy. Now really what comes out from this is that an aid echad shvua is much more chamer, it's much more, right? He's much more of a balabat shi'i than an eid echad when it comes to eid asisha, when it comes to eid asoyta. This guy's an eid, this guy's not an eid, right? It's much more. Oh, but the emes is, we spoke out this week, a raid by where what came out was faket. What was that? That was the k'tzois. We spoke out the k'tzois in Lamed Ches Hey, where the k'tzois has a shaylu, you have an echad, that's mechayiv shvua, and nitva was an eni yochel l'shava. And the halach is like Rababa, Mitoch Sheni Yochel Shavah Mashal. He now was chayef to swear. And then that one eid echad ended up being an eid zoyman. Does he pay kasha zomam? Does he not pay kasha zomam? Right? This was the ksaisis chakir. What would be if an eid echad is mechayef shvua, Mitoch Sheni Yochel Shavah Mashal? So it comes out the eid echad is really being mechayef mamin, and then he's found to be an eid zoyman. Would he pay kasha zomam? So the ksaisis said, Velibi mahases. That means that the parish of Hazama that's mentioned in the Torah is talking about a case where there's two Eidim. So it could be the only time you have Allah of Hazama is when it's two Eidim. But before you have an Eid Echa, not fake the Mechaschenuch and Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. It's a Pliatsuma. He says, when Mechilas, Tfoy Teiros, Eshal Aktois Achoishim, Nela Mimenu Rambam Mefureshes. Right? That's Mamash's Losha. He forgot enough in the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchas Eidos. Where the Rambam says, if there were Eidei Kina, Eidei Stir, and then Eid Echa Besoita came, and then he was found to be an Eid Zoymeim, he has to pay Kashu Zoma for the Ksuba that he wanted to be Mamsa this woman. Fake the Mechaschenuch, he's an Eid Echa. What happened to the Velibi Mahasis of the Ktois? He must have forgotten a Rambam. This is Mamash what the Milchas Chinuch said. Binageya, the Mechil Kfaiter, also, oh, but forget the Rambam. Mamash, the Ktois forgot a Rambam. What's going on over it? So we said that all the Lamdim say that there's a chiluk between Eid Echad Eid Asoita and really Eid Echad Eid Asisha versus an Eid Echad that's come Lashfua. The Eid Echad Eid Asoita, the Eid Echad Eid Asisha, as much as he's an Eid Echad, but noch his Agodas Eidos, what Bezdin sees is what they ordinarily would see if two Eidim walked into Bezdin. They have been a monos and the clerkite in this Indian, ki'ilu two Eidim were here. Now it's a chiddush, they don't need two Eidim to come to the namanas of two Eidim. You can get it with the Raglaim, Ledovra, and the Eid Echad. That's a chiddush atayra in two separate parishes. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, vos habich bifaneinu, what we have over here is a clerkite of two Eidim. An Eid Echad, that's Mechayev Shvua, all we have is Eid Echad. Now we have a pasuk in the Torah that says Eid Echad is kamu Shvua, just like two Eidim are kamu l'mamim. But you can't tell me you have two Eidim. All I have is an Eid Echad. The Ktsoisis Libi Mahasis is not that I need two Eidim, say the Lamdas. The Ktsoisis Libi Mahasis is that the parish of Azami is in Azazort Nemonus from Tzvei Eidim, where Bezdin is being macabled in a monus that they get from two Eidim. There could be, even if they got it through an Eid Echad, like an Eid Echad Besoitim, Nachar Aglaim, Love, and Fakir Vestiru, that would be enough. But an Eid Echad Beshvua, being that all you have is the Nemonus of an Eid Echad, there the Ktsois said, Ich bin nicht sicher if you're going to have a parish of Azami. But Al Kapanim, what do you see from this? You see from this, a tzadakulo, as it relates to the Eidos, Eid Echad, that's come l'shvua, versus the Eidos of an Eid Echad, the Eidos Isha, Eidos Mamen. When it, Eidos Isha and Eidos Soita. Eidos Isha, Eidos Soita, although you have an Eid Echad, and although we said earlier, even the Eid Echad is this kind of Eid Echad. He's not an Eid Echad, he's in a Ziploc bag. He's suffocating. But at the same time, after his Eidos, what we have over here is, we have a clerkite of two Eidim, as it relates to the Eid Echad that's come with Shvua. He's a Geherige Eid. There's no Akash on this Eid. He's an Eid like two Eidim are two Eidim. Much apostle out, right? It's not Lacha that an Isha is Neman. Not Lacha that apostle is Neman. Of course not. Aber, at the same time, all you have is the clerkite of an Eid Echad. So there's a tzada boina and the tzada soiser, to quote the Noida Behuda. Right, there's a tzada chumra, it's chumra be'eid echa mi b'shvua, mi be'eid echa be'eid ish be'eid soita, and it's chumra be'eid echa be'eid ish be'eid soita, mi be'eid echa that's come to shvua. The chumra of the Eid Echad that's come to shvua is that he's bechefza an Eid. The chumra of the Eid Echad besoito, the Eid Asisha is that noch der Eidus, which is not a real Eidus, aber noch der, but I apostles them, aber noch der Eidus, what I have here is an emonus, ki'ilu, I would have to aid. But we ended our raid, right, with a horror for Rav Shach and Abi Yezri. And Rav Shach said, I have one kasha on the ktsois. He's talking about the ktsois in Shach. By the way, both of these are ktsoises, right? Just want to be clear. The Shmaitza in Vav Chav Aleph and the ktsois in Lama Chasei. Right? These are both ktsoises. I had a house, you end the real Noshim Nezik and Chaluk of the Daf Yomi Machzor. Right? It's going to be about 4 years until we come back to this type of rate. So how do you end this with a ktsois? Or what's even better is two ktsoises. But bottom line is a Shmaitza and a ktsois. And really, when you reconcile together, what you have is this interesting gather where there's a chaymer on the one hand, there's a kul on the other hand, and vice versa. But we ended with a horror for Rav Shach. Rav Shach asked that, he says, if that's the case, meaning if the shmaitzo in Vav Chaf Aleph is gerecht, then an erecha that's come, which was an erecha. But erecha made the soite, there's no kind erecha, he's in a Ziploc bag, he's a piece of evidence. Well, if that's the case, so how is it shayach? How is it shayach that there's a parish of shvuos ha'etos when it comes to an erecha made the? What does he mean? He means the Gemara that we learned together a few weeks ago. In the Sugas of Shavuos HaEdos, we saw that the halacha is that there's a parsha of Shavuos HaEdos by an Eid Echa Be'edos Isha. And the reason is, because being that Eidos Isha is a gay mammon, right? It's a gay ksuba. And Eid Soita also. And Eid Echa is Neman. So no, it's Ruin Leheid. Ruin Leheid, you're always going to have a parsha of Shavuos HaEdos. Said Rav Shach, that's poshit. Shavuos HaEdos requires you to be an Eid. If you're a piece of evidence, if you're just a smoking gun, if you're in a Ziploc bag, how could you be subject to the laws of Shavuos HaEdos? This was Rav Shach's kasha in Aviezer, right in the beginning of Hilchos Tanya V'Nitan, he says, V'tzorichin. He says, to me, it's tzorichin on the, it's a bomb kasha, right? That there should be a parish of Shavuos HaEdos, let's say, by Neid Echad B'Mamin, which was a sugi, by the way. Rav, what was a sugi? Dov HaGrem L'Mamin K'Mamin Domi Lav K'Mamin Domi. But that, I understand, right? That's Mubin, because he's never B'Tayr Yisayid Echad. But the Ktsoi said so klar, right? Rav Shach's Lashon is, V'hi Svara Berura V'Nechayna. It's such a klar Svara. V'Tzorichin, he says. I don't understand. How could it be parish of Shavuos HaEdos? But I think the address, I think the Maramachim to this is a Rav Kiveger. I think so. And that is, Rav Kiveger is brought down, it's in the beginning of Perek Shavuos HaEdos. Perek Shavuos HaEdos begins. Shavuos HaEdos Meheges Ba'anoshim V'loi B'noshim. Why not? Why is it Anoy B'noshim? So the Gemara says it's because Noshim Apostle HaEdos. And the only time a person is subject to the laws of Shavuos HaEdos is if you're someone that's able to say HaEdos. Being that an Isha can't say HaEdos, so Shavuos HaEdos, right? Shavuos HaBekodin is Noyeg B'noshim. But as it relates to Shavuos HaEdos, Meheges Ba'anoshim V'loi B'noshim. Freak the Sharam Nelech Avilts Kasha. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says that it's Shaykh to have Shavuos HaEdos Avilu Be'edos Isha and Be'edos Soita. An Isha is never Be'edos Isha Be'edos Soita, right? Because all the Psalm are never. An Isha is going to be never. So have a Hechatim so you can have Shavuos HaEdos Avilu Be'noshim. Vazok the Mishnah Shavuos HaEdos Meheges Ba'anoshim V'loi B'noshim. Freak the Sharam Melech, what do you mean? I have a Hechatim so. But Eidos Isha. I mean, there's no Be'etzim Hafkah of Noshim from Shavuos HaEdos. It's not a mitzvah's Esesh Asman Geroma, right? Why are Noshim excluded? They're excluded because they're physically possible Eidos. So if the reason they're excluded is because they're physically possible Eidos, I have a Hechatim so with their Koshal Eidos and it's subject to Shavuos HaEdos. Where is Be'etzim Isha? As I freak the Sharam Melech. Zokrab Kiveger. Zokrab Kiveger. You have to say that although it's true that Noshim Ashayach to say Eidos Be'edos Isha, but being that they're Bechefza not an Eid, this is, we have to be careful how we tread this Vart, therefore they're going to be excluded from Shavuos HaEdos. As opposed to a kosher that says Eidos Be'edos Isha, being that he's Bechefza an Eid, so it's for that reason he would be subject to the laws of Shavuos HaEdos. If you go through Rav Kiveger properly, I think Rav Kiveger is saying is as follows. That's Poshet, that when an Erechid walks into Bezdin by Shavuos HaEdos or by Eidos Soita, and he says that, by Eidos Isha, Meis Baila, or he says there was a Znos, we're not believing in B'Tayr Seid. The Ktsois already said that he's not believed B'Tayr Seid. So he's not, he's believed as a piece of evidence. Stating that, what would be if another Eid would walk into Bezdin? Then, of course, what he just said would be considered Agadas Eidos. Kokami is an Eid Echad, all he is evidence. Because ain't David should ever fachas mishnayim, David David mimam. But bereg another aid would come and he would shtal tzut him. Igloy milsa that what he just said was a shtik edus. Being that his hagodah is bechefta hagodas edus. Ready? We're not being mekabel it now as edus because all it is an edecha. So right now an edecha could be makrishim. Right now you have the distinction between him and the edecha that's mechayu shvu, the ktsois and the shmeitzer. But at the same time, what would be if another edecha walked in? Now he would be an aid. Being that if another edecha would walk in, now he would be an aid. Kumtois vehu aid. All he needs is a tziruf of another eight. That's enough to make you subject to the laws of Shvuos Eidos. An Isha will never be an eight. So right now we can trust the Betayrus evidence. But if another eight Echad would walk in, when now all of a sudden she'd be an eight, no, she can never be an eight. A kosher eight right now, although he's not being Nema Betayrus eight, but tziruf another eight Echad would be Nema Betayrus eight. That's why he's a Vahu eight itzter. Because this Haggadah may end up being Haggadah eight. It's not the second, but Mikanu Labalam Afreya maybe it would be. And it's for that reason he's subject to the laws of Shvuos Eidos. As opposed to in the event that Anisha's coming in, then already would be different. That's the teretz to Rav Leizer Shach's kasha. That's the vort. The vort is avada right now, this second eight echad is not an eight. Oh, but to Rav Kiveger, I think. Rav Kiveger is saying that being that Betzirif and Eid Echad walking in later would be different, so then already this person would be Nama B'Tayrasei. Being that later this person would be Nama B'Tayrasei, then it would be different. Incidentally, the Reb Kiveger, this shtickle comes from one of the troops. Reb Kiveger is brought down in the red Reb Kiveger's in the beginning of Beresh Shvuos Eidos, but it comes from one of his Edims who asked him a Shaila that what would be if somebody in a Bezdin decided he wants to take upon himself Krevim Upsulim, they should be Edim for a certain din Torah. And then they were found to be Zoynemen. Is there a parish of Azama or is there not a parish of Azama? This was the Shiloh that was asked Reb Kiveger. Reb Kiveger told him, it's Pasha. Shvu'us Taf Lamed, the Sharon Melech's Kasha. He's fire. Is Reb Kiveger told him, where else would you go, right? He went right in to Shvu'us Taf Lamed. He said, because you see from here, that as it relates to Shvu'us Eidos, even though Apostle is Neman, but Apostle is excluded from the parish of Shvu'us Eidos. And Isha doesn't have Shaykhs of Shvu'us Eidos. Either Isha is Neman, because she's far, not an eight. He said, just like you have to be an eight to be in the parish of Shvu'us Eidos, so too you have to be an eight in order to be in the parish of Hazama. A kosher is taka in the parish of Shvuos Eidos, even though he's not being Nema B'Tayrus Eid, because he's Bechetz of Ueid, B'Tzir of somebody else, but Apostle already not. This is the Vart. The Vart is that you have the Eid Echad that is come to Shvuah, to be Mechayu Shvuah, Ram Rutenberg said, even to be Messiah, to Patu from Shvuah, you have the Eid Echad, the Inyan, Eid Isha, and the Inyan, Eid Saita, and that Eid Echad also has a Koyach, where you would think, based on the rules of Eid Avshar Prachsim Shaim, it really shouldn't have a Koyach, and really there's a Tzad HaChomer on one side, and there's a Tzad HaChomer on the other side. The Tzad HaChomer of the Eid Echad that's come to Shvuah is that he's a real Geher Ge'eh. L'may Nafkemino, there's no Eid Echad Ba'akhasha. There's a Tzad HaChomer on the Eid Echad Eid Asisha, and that is the Noch His Eidos, what we see up is an amonus of two Eidim. The Main Afkimina, it's subject to the Parsha of Hazama. Parsha of Hazama, what's going on over here? How can you be Parsha of Hazama? If you're not an eight, you're a piece of evidence. How can you be Shaykh by that's really the Shach's Kasha? And the Teretz is because if another eight would come, he would be Shaykh. Kum Taisa, what he said was an eight. Kidega's Yishuv to the Sharon Melech's Kasha. And with that, Tzim Tzveitin Mal, we say Hadron Halach. Just to end with a heritage, mamash, 30 seconds. And that is, you know, when we started Mesechtes Bava Kama, so we said over that Chassam Sofer in his Psicha to Bava Kama, he said that you find that Seydi Nezikin is referred to as Seydi Yeshuas. And he has his whole Arichas about how the Mesechta and the Seder begins Arba Ovis Nezikin. And he said over from the Ramami Pano, that the Ramami Pano said that the Arba Ovis Nezikin are really the four klippas in the world that cause all the tzaras, right? There's four Golias, and you know, we have all the symbolism of four on the Leila Seder. It's because all the tzaras of Klai Yisrael come in fours, right? As we're drinking four cups of wine to show our cheres and to have, show the betochen that we have, that Metzacham Debesh is going to lize us all, spekarev. But the Arba Avis Nezikin, we just finished Mesechta. This was a hard Mesechta. In Lucha Nezikin, Gedoy Vamizu. I had it end. Hadron Allah Arba Shoimrin. Vesli Kalam Mesechta Shavuos. Maybe Keneged the Arba Avis Nezikin, there's four Shoimrin. Who are the four Shoimrin? I don't know. But we always say over by a Asim, that Achia Maral said that when you learn Gemara, you zoicha to Shmira from the four Malachim. Mimini Michal, Umismaili Gavriel, Umufanai Uriel, Umeachirai Rafal. Hadron, Allah, Arba Shoimrim, we should be zoicha to the four Shoimrim. Michal, Gavriel, Rafal, and Uriel. And of course, the Shoim Yisrael, Valroshi Shchinas Kel. Klai Yisrael should be zeicha to Yeshuas as we make another sim. It's an ace rotzen. It's a rav de rav. When you make a sim, we should be zeicha to Yeshuas. Yeshuas of Hadron Allah Arba Shoimrin. Hadron Allah Arba Shoimrin.